Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the new
spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Everyone, welcome to Reality Spirituality. I know I'm later than my usual time. You know what? Honestly, oh my gosh, following this intuition, I had a late night last night. I didn't wake up until after 9 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. So here I am late, but better late than never, right? I want to, you know, just thank my listeners. Thank you for hanging in there with me all these years and my new listeners that I'm getting now that I'm in Oregon. I just really, really, really appreciate you. I don't care how many people are listening, how many people are there. I really appreciate you and just sticking with me. And I love the emails. Keep sending the emails. Keep sending the questions. Yes, I answer all questions. And who am I? Who is this Rebecca Lynn Norrington, happiness specialist? Well, for the new people, let me just say this. When I was younger, I wanted two things. I wished for two things. And the two things were, number one, to live to my potential, whatever the hell that looked like. And the second thing was to be happy. And what I found is now that I'm over 60, Jesus, did I say that out loud? Now that I'm over 60, 62 to be exact, This journey to find, to experience more happiness is ongoing and ever-changing and in every single day. And today it's going to be a short show, but I want to really share with you what happened to me that took me to another level of consciousness. Now, when I say consciousness, you know, I was reading in my favorite author right now is David Hawkins, Hawkins, and I read last week, and he said that the biggest gift that we can give to the world, you know, you've got a lot of people out there want to uplift the world, inspire the world, make the world a better place, all of that. The biggest gift that you can give to this world is becoming more conscious. When you're more conscious, your vibration rate raises your vibration, right? You know what I'm trying to say. Your vibration is higher, and when your vibration is higher, oh shoot, I should have found that part in the book, you actually change the vibration of this world. He's talking about people that vibrate at a certain level. You know, when you start vibrating the level of love, unconditional love, of peace, of joy, you can affect millions and millions. Your high vibration counteracts any lower vibration. And I use higher and lower. You know what I'm talking about. Because one of the things that I say is labeling anything subtracts from your happiness. And so, but I want you to understand the vibration of love and peace and acceptance and how that counters anger, bitterness, sadness, all of these emotions. It seems like it's running rampant. It seems like it's just overtaking this world right now. But there is good news. There's always good news, my dear audience. There's always good news. And that good news is you have the power to change the world. And how do you do that? By changing and mastering self. You don't even have to leave the house to make this world a better place. Let me explain how. When you grow, when you grow, and when I say grow, I mean expand and open and conscious, and when you are really dedicated, and it is a dedication, it is a commitment, it is a ongoing moment-by-moment commitment, not just, oh, I'm committed when I'm meditating, or, oh, I'm just committed this day when everything's feeling good. No, it's a commitment when things are not going to according to your plan. And with that said, I want to share that one of the things that I had to learn the hard way is that it's not my plan. It's just not. And it never has been, and it never will be. One of I have a few people that are my private clients, and I want to share, if you're open to that, I am available. You can just email me at info@RebeccaNorrington.com. But one of the things that If you do decide to do a private session with me, I'm not going to talk about surface things. I mean, it's really about an exploration into your beliefs, an exploration into what you've been programmed to believe. It's really a deep, deep, deep journey into all of the things that, I'm just going to speak for myself, I quite frankly didn't want to look at. And not only didn't I want to look at, I didn't believe that I'm responsible. I didn't believe that I'm the blame for, what is my favorite one, the blame game people play. It's not your circumstances. It's not the relationship you do or do not have. It's not who won the election or the price of gas or the weather. It's not your health or the aches and pains of life. It's not money. It's not how you look or how much you weigh. It's not your children. It's not your parents. Your happiness, also your inner peace, depends on what you practice on a daily basis. This is about self. This is about responsibility. Self-responsibility. This is about taking responsibility for your growth. Not about what happens to you, but your growth. And when I say your growth, you know, if you're not growing, if you are the same person you are a week ago, 6 months ago, a year ago, then that means you're not growing. And that's one of the things that was so hard for me to think that, oh, my core beliefs, and they're just so rooted in who I am. Well, let me tell you something. I had to get rid of everything that I used to believe. I used to believe that being happy meant that I felt good in every moment. I used to believe that being happy and being at peace meant that, wow, things are, you know how you have those, quote, good days versus bad days where things just start to fall in place where you feel the connection, every energy's going, those days? You know those days? Well, what the universe just kicked me in my rear end this week was this. And I have to say that my biggest, I'm not even going to say it's a challenge, but one of my biggest gifts my challenged relationship with my own mother. I mean, it has been a challenge for me. It seems like forever. But the problem with that is, oh, and I hate this, is that I know that it's on me. I can't blame her for the flow or the setup or the way the relationship is interacting. I can't blame her for anything. Quite frankly, I mean, if you really want to get deep, you know, if you follow the teachings of Abraham, Esther Hicks and Abraham, you know that we chose to come here, and then we chose and picked our parents. And we picked our parents because those people, I don't care what they, what has happened, but those people are here to benefit us. Those people are here by we chose them. We actually chose before we got here to say, yeah, I want to experience that. Huh? I want to experience my mother disinheriting me. I want to experience my mother not being a, quote, mother, the mother that I would, I use this term and I've never even said it, that I've longed for. You know, you look at different relationships with people and people that are, quote, close with their mothers. And I mean, I'm telling you, I long for that, to have a relationship of closeness. Well, now I'm understanding that this relationship of closeness that you see with other people, say they talk to their mother every single day, it could also be labeled bondage, could also be labeled obligation. But let's get back to this whole thing with my big discovery, and thank goodness for my mother, because I could not get to a place, I could not get to this place without her. And I'm going to say it, personal, taking things that she says or does personally and hurting my feet, hurting, you know, my heart is broken. Longing for a mother that would be accepting and kind and not critical and invite me in and all of that. No, that's not what was going to be the best for me. So listen to this. She's at a stage in her life where she really doesn't want my assistance. And I have to say that, I was in my parents' business to the point of I knew what was best for them. I knew what was best for my father. I knew what was best for my mother. And in that thinking that I knew what was best, I mean, the intentions were good. The intentions were good. But in reality, I don't know jack bananas. The universe knows what's best, yes, but I don't. And so talk about eating some humble pie. Her daily routine, sometimes she doesn't answer the phone when I call. You know how you can tell who's calling? And she's not answering the phone. Now, I have to say that originally hurt my feelings. I took it personally, and you know, if you listen to the show, you know that anything you take personal subtracts from your happiness, subtracts from your peace. And my feelings were hurt, and I'll tell you what started all of this week. Daylight savings time. Well, my mom has always called me every single day before daylight savings time because I just don't stay up to date with that. And for some reason, the universe moved daylight savings time to March this year instead of April. But I wasn't concerned. I didn't know what was going on because my mother always calls me. She has always called me, I mean, for years. At least 20 years, you know, when I moved out of the house, because I never kept track of that. That was her, quote, job. And I actually look forward to the Saturday night call. Don't forget, turn your clocks back. Don't forget, spring forward, fall back. Always get the call. Always. And I think that started when one time I was teaching class and I didn't know it was daylight savings time because my mother forgot to call me. And I blamed me showing up to the class late on my mother. I did. That had to be at least 20 years ago. So I said, Mom, it's your fault I was late. You're supposed to call me. It's daylight savings time. Okay, so that's the thing. So now you know. Well, guess what? This last Monday, or no, it's last Sunday, was daylight savings time, and I didn't get a call. And even more than that, I didn't even know it was daylight savings. I didn't know they moved it to March. Who keeps up with this stuff? Who keeps up with this shit? And I didn't get a call. So now on Monday or Sunday, I remember looking at the clock in the kitchen, the oven clock, the microwave clock, and it's off. And I remember getting in the car, and I'm thinking, why is the clock in the car off? And it never dawned on me because I have this daylight saving time is in April. I mean, it's been in April since I've remembered, right? it didn't even dawn on me. I just said, what's happening? I mean, no, clueless. Call me clueless. But, of course, the phone on my cell phone was right, but no call. And then when I figured out, or I don't know, it dawned on me, daylight saving time, and I didn't get a call that I've always gotten for years and for decades, I'm like, what? So I immediately called. So now I'm going to this mode of, is she okay? She's 89 years old. Is she okay? I call her, no answer. I called her three times, no answer. Now, listen, I know that I don't worry, but I wanted to hear her voice and know she's always called me, number one. And now she's not answering the phone. So, of course, for me, I go into, I hope she's okay. I wanted to hear her voice. Called three times all throughout the day, no answer. Finally, I texted this young man who sees my mom and, you know, really just so helpful. And so I text him and I say, hey, can you ask my mother to call me? Yes, I'll see her at 4 o'clock. I'll have her call you. Well, 4 o'clock comes and she doesn't call. 5 o'clock comes, she doesn't call. I call again. Now I'm thinking, okay, what's going on? But this is really it, and this is the whole topic of today's show. Boy, can I make a short show long. And the topic is judgments. And I have to say that for me that is huge, because I immediately went to, there's something wrong with her, number one, not calling me back. I'm making a judgment as there's something wrong. Why didn't she call me on daylight savings? And she always does. Maybe she's upset. Well, because she's up and down mentally and physically. I mean, you know, it's not easy at 89 years old. So, but there's something wrong. There's something wrong. In my head, I mean, I went to all of these thoughts. Now, I practice enough to know that thoughts are not true. Thoughts can shift a vibration. You know, all these beliefs and these negative thoughts just went rushing. And I had a horde of them. I mean, it was constant negative thoughts. What's happened? All of it. And I couldn't shake it. And finally, the universe hit me with this. Oh, by the way, she's okay. She just didn't want to talk to me. And I'm laughing because it never dawned on me that she just didn't want to talk to me. It just never did. I mean, for years and years and years, everything happened. So now I've learned two really big lessons. Number one, nothing, especially when you're involved with these people, when I say these people, whatever, it's your relationship, your children, your parents, your coworkers, people on the street. Well, these are really relationships, so it's people that you know. Relationships will always change. There is a change in every relationship. Now, is that change for good? And the answer is always yes. What if somebody is calling me every day for 12 years? In fact, my soulmate called me every day for 12 years, and all of a sudden he was feeling more of himself and didn't want to call, and he says, that's not me anymore. That's not me anymore. For 12 years you call me every single day, and that's not what you do or who you are? Huh? So I already know that all relationships, and it wasn't personal, it's just I don't want to do that anymore. Can you imagine? All relationships change and evolve. Nothing is stagnant. Nothing stays the same. That's number one. And you see how it always comes back to us. It always comes back to the person in the mirror. So number one, I had to say, okay, The relationship has shifted. She's not going to call, or maybe she's just going to call when she remembers, or maybe she didn't remember, or she didn't want to call. But just because she's done something for 20 years, 25 years, doesn't mean that she's going to continue to do something for 25 years. And I had to eat that. And I had to feel good about that. And I had to be honest and say, hey, maybe she's tired of calling me. It has been 20 years, right? So no blaming. Hurt feelings are still on me. But the biggest thing, now, okay, I want you to listen to this really, really, of course you're listening. The biggest thing is me making a judgment about there's something wrong. And the universe hit me. I mean, they talked to me and they said, you know the difference between you feel a good day, and I'm throwing this out to you, audience. You've had your great days where everything is flowing, and maybe you're a speaker, or maybe you're a musician, or you're at a concert. I mean, you've been on stage. I mean, it's just a clicking day. Everything is going great. It's just click, click, click. You're clicked in. You're dialed in. It's a hell of a good day. You know what I'm talking about. And the universe asked me, they said, what's the difference between that day and another day, say maybe, car hits me, financial problems, health issues, whatever. What's the difference between that day and the day that a car hits me? Remember in February 2016, a car hit me while I was walking. What's the difference between that day and a day that you would call a great day? What's the difference? And we come down to the difference is it's a judgment. My dear audience, we did not come out judging. We came out pure consciousness. When I say came out, I mean came out, you know, born. We were not born with this judgment. We were born as pure consciousness. And a baby is going to suck on a serial killer. What was that movie with the woman serial killer? I love that movie. Well, I wouldn't watch it now, but at the time, what was that movie? And she gained all that weight. She won an Academy Award. Monster. That's it. Ooh, I'm so glad. I can't believe I thought of it. Monster. Charlize Theron. And she came out and she was a female serial killer, a real famous one. So a baby being born is going to suck on a female. I mean, does it matter to the baby, oh, this is my mother and that's the breast I'm going to choose? No, a newborn is all consciousness without judgment. And they come out and they'll grab onto any breast, whether it's their mother or the mother or their grandmother or a serial killer or a homeless person, whoever. It's not, they're not discriminating. They're not making a judgment as this. No, we learn all of that stuff. We're programmed to think, oh, this is my mother, and therefore I feel like this. This is my mother, and therefore I respond and act like this. So it's coming back to all of the experiences, and this is going to be crazy sounding, but all of the experience, this life is about an experience without judgments. Can you imagine? They said, so her not calling you and her not wanting to talk to you, why are you labeling that or judging that as something's wrong with it? Why are you not trusting? Okay, these are all my thoughts. Why are you not trusting that everything is in perfect order? Easy to label something good day versus a bad day is all a programming. There is no such thing as a judgment in the universe. It even says, I don't know exactly where, but it even says, don't, you know, judge not. Is it judge ye not? Judge ye not. Judge not. There are no judgments. And so for me, that was so big because I will make a judgment. This is good. Listen, you know how hard it is for a happiness specialist to look at anything out. You know, if you're looking at TV and you see, you know, they have those advertisements for these children that are hungry and starving, or you see somebody that's been killed, or you see some, you know, young girl that's been molested, or you see somebody that gets their head cut off. I mean, I could start crying. And you know how difficult that is to look at what happens in this world and not judge it? But the truth is, the sun rises on the sun shines on the serial killer and the Pope. There is no judgment in the universe. And I learned a valuable lesson that whatever is happening, I know I've said it, but it's even getting deeper, especially with the example of a newborn baby not caring who that, what breast that baby is going to suck on. Could care less. Oh, this is a serial killer. Nope, sorry. Not going to do it. I'm not going to suck on a serial killer's breast. It doesn't even make sense. So it's getting back to that pure essence of who we all are, of consciousness without judgment. And now even deeper, trust. I had a conversation with someone yesterday. Old friend. I've known him, I think it's been 25 years, maybe 20 to 25 years. And he was talking about trusting people, and I don't trust people. And there's one person that he knows since he was 11 years old, and he only trusts that person, and he only trusts his sister's family. I don't trust people. And I asked him this simple question. No, I didn't ask him a question. I made a statement. I said, it's not that you don't trust people. You're not trusting God. You're not trusting the universe. You're not trusting the order. You're not trusting the evolution. You're not trusting the whole expansion. It always comes back to us, universe, audience. And I have to say that judgment, thinking there's something wrong with somebody not calling me, something wrong with somebody not answering the phone, it has nothing to do with being a mom or not. It still comes back to me. It still comes back to what I practice, what I'm practicing. That was a big one for me this week, to even take non-judgment to another level. So now, as I have always said, hey, I need some help with this, universe. I'm not even going to try to think, oh, I got this. I'll stop judging tomorrow. So now my question is to the universe, how do I eliminate all judgment? How do I eliminate all judgment? Throwing it out there. And here we go, my dear audience. Let's take it to another level of consciousness. Reality spirituality is heard every Sunday, regardless of what time it is. Well, at least most Sundays, regardless of what time it is. Visit my website at RebeccaNorrington.com. That's RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RLNorrington. Instagram is Reality Spirituality. My YouTube channel is out there, but it's My first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon and Lulu, L-U-L-U. My second book is a work in progress. It's called Program for Unhappiness. And I'm telling you, this judgment thing, thinking that something is good versus something is bad, and looking at the world and making judgments is subtracting. First of all, it's not a conscious act. It's not conscious, not consciousness. It's subtracting from your happiness. It's subtracting from your peace. Looking at somebody else and making a judgment about what they're doing or anybody's doing subtracts from your happiness. Until next time, I want you to remember who you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving, always changing, always growing. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey, and know that if something is happening out there in your life or in the world, know that if it's happening, it's supposed to happen. And this deep belief that something's wrong or something's off track or something needs to be changed is nothing more than a programming. A programming. And with that said, have a great week, and I will chat with all of you next week. You've listened to Reality Spirituality. I'm Rebecca Norrington. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.